welcome back to another essential edition of the Michael Deacon program. First-time listeners out there, thank you kindly for finding us. This is a very different kind of show, a place where we don't feel so alone. It's always a honor and pleasure to sit behind the mic and talk to all of you out there. Tonight, I will be joined by my co-host, Mr. Mike Hideous. He has drawn assignment this evening, and we are both looking forward to hearing from you out there tonight. Don't forget, you too can get involved, and that number is on your screen now. 760-332-8965. Don't be afraid. It's just me and Mike here this evening, and I believe Mike is ready to go. Let's bring him in. Mike, how are you?
Good evening, Michael. How are you?
I can't complain. It's just me, you, and a beer in my hand, and the listeners out there.
Right on.
Yeah, that's always fun. And Mike, my God, did you know that there was an earthquake earlier?
In California?
Yeah, out here where I'm at. It was close by. There's a really terrible town called Westmoreland out here in California. It's even worse than El Centro, California. And we've been having a swarm of earthquakes out here. And it was pretty nuts because I was actually doing another interview. And during the interview, the whole house was shaking.
Oh, snap.
That's right. I thought I was Michael J. Fox for a moment there. Oh, then I realized, oh shit, there's an earthquake. Yeah, that was cold, right?
That was cold.
That was cold. Well, tonight will be pretty offensive. And speaking of offensive, we do have some new sound drops here. And these are real bad. Very tasteless, Mike. I'm not sure if I even want to play them.
All right, then.
It's awful. And I can't take any credit for this one. But we do have a new takeout style. It's called Joe Biden style. Joe Biden. It's called Herman Cain style, actually.
Okay.
Yes, Herman Cain style, and also Take Me Out COVID style. But Mike, it is really tasteless. I'm not sure if you want to hear it.
Let's hear it.
Let's hear it?
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
That was completely tasteless.
That was tasteless.
I can't believe it. You guys out there are too much.
Too soon?
You guys are gross. I'm offended. I'm just going to turn this show off.
Is it too soon?
It's too soon. I'm turning this off.
What's the other one now?
Well, before I even get into any of that, Mike, was having another show earlier, a psychic. I'm not sure if you would have enjoyed that, but for those out there who have signed up to the Patreon edition, please do so now. Well, not right now, but after the show, check that episode out at patreon.com/Michael Deacon. Yes, it was quite fun. With Lynn White, you can hear me freaking out during the live portion of that show, which I won't edit out.
Freaking out?
Well, I wasn't really freaking out. She thought I was freaking out, but no, you know, it's...
I don't think I've ever heard you freak out.
No, I was just exaggerating. I just was saying, wow, the house is shaking. She thought
that...
What
did she say? Did she say, I know that?
No, she was just like, are you okay? She's like, are you going to be okay?
Oh, okay. I thought she was going to say, well, I knew that it was shaking.
No,
she's a psychic.
She's far, that's true. I should have said, how did you know this was going to happen? So, Mike, here's the rundown for tonight. We've got two more emails to get into tonight, Mike. We've got questions for the both of us, I believe. And speaking of emails, this time I will explain my reasoning for botching the last time, Mike. And as you said, I need a producer. You're right. I did something very bad, and I will explain later on. That's all coming up here, and we definitely have a plethora of topics to get into tonight. And of course, if you are out there, you too can get involved. That number 760-332-8965, or don't. We don't need you here either. I got Mike to talk to, not you. So yes, Mike, night one is officially in the books. The smoke has cleared. Has this debate lived up to the hype? That's what I'm wondering, Mike. What do you think?
Well, if I may, I'll try to be as brief as possible. If you're comparing President Trump to the first time he debated in 2016, he was very smooth. Like, compared to the first time, I think he was, you know, when he did it in 2016, I think it was a lot more smoother, even though we did interrupt a lot more, but he had every right to. I think so. That aside, moving on to the other candidate, Joe Biden. It is my opinion that Biden is a fighter. Biden is an angry person. I truly believe that now that I've seen him debate.
You think he's angry?
Yes, and I think he's one hell of a liar, because there are so many lies that I heard him say. So many. And a lot of issues that he wouldn't even address, like Antifa, BLM, the violence from the protests, and a couple other things that he just wouldn't go into.
But did it live up to the hype?
Hype? I think so.
I thought it was pretty entertaining.
Yeah, I think it was a pretty heated debate, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't think President Trump got an opportunity to clear the air on things. Nobody brought up a goddamn word about Russia. No one brought up a goddamn – and I'm talking about Wallace.
Yeah, by the way, hold that thought, Mike. I was just going to mention this as you were saying this. Those questions, do you know whether or not those were his questions, Chris Wallace's?
From what
did he come up with them? I don't know.
I may be – go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just saying, I have no idea. I was just wondering if perhaps you knew if Chris Wallace was the one solely responsible for the questions we heard.
That's a very good question. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I was under the impression they were his questions.
I see. Well, shit, I don't know. But they were terrible, though.
They were.
They weren't good. I mean, none of the questions asked, nothing had me really... none of it had me captivated, in other words. Those questions were pretty stock.
Exactly.
No issues that I gave a shit about, that's for sure.
That's my point. Like, nobody, he didn't bring up anything about Russia, didn't talk about how when they were impeaching him, how he should have been working on the country instead of dealing with a goddamn impeachment, didn't talk about the fact that Joe Biden bragged about his son with the whole Ukraine thing where he was getting money from the energy company in Ukraine. Nobody brought that up.
Greg Armstrong in the chat says, two old guys hitting each other with canes.
Listen, I get the joke, but if anything, Trump, what is he, 77, 75?
I think he might be up there.
He's a powerhouse. This is a guy who sleeps like maybe 2 hours a night.
Does he really? Holy shit.
He sleeps very little. He's up all the time. He works constantly. This is why the guy is a billionaire, because he's a hard worker, and he has taken the advantages of America and he's put them to use. That's why he became so successful. And it is my belief that's why he became a successful president.
Lilith in the chat says, I thought it was very entertaining. I would have enjoyed it better without the moderator. I think we can all agree with those thoughts. We definitely need someone that could handle the debate. Chris Wallace has showed that he's pretty incompetent to get the job done.
And his questions suck.
Yeah, his questions they stunk on ice, let's be honest. Yeah.
So I've never liked Wallace. Wallace's father was a good journalist back in the day, but I'm not a fan of Chris Wallace.
I thought he used to be a lot better, in my opinion.
He's a whiner.
He used to be better. I don't know what happened to him. Don't know. But yeah, we need a better moderator in there. That's for sure. Someone that could take charge, because he came across very weak as well.
And you know what? At the same time, you got to hand it to him. I mean, he was dealing with two candidates who absolutely hate each other.
That's true.
And they were both interrupting each other.
I think Wallace might hate Trump, actually.
I don't think he's a fan.
I don't think he's a big fan either.
I've heard him speak on one of the morning talk shows, and he's not a fan. So I'm not a fan of Wallace, to tell you the truth.
I'm not a big fan of either one of them, to be honest. Like, I'm not this huge fan, but I would show them much more respect. But they should also show each other and Chris Wallace a little bit of respect as well. It is a debate.
Did you hear Biden call the president a clown and tell him to shut up?
Of course. That was my favorite part. There was a lot of sound clips in that debate that were gold.
And for the record, Trump did not use any derogatory terms once towards him. He didn't call him Sleepy Joe or anything like that. But to call the president for a man in Biden's position to call the president of the United States a clown.
You were outraged and offended, Mike?
I wasn't outraged or offended. I'm just telling you, that's the fact. You don't say that to the president of the United States.
I would have said worse.
Well, yeah, but you're not the former vice president.
I would have said worse. I'll get into that in a moment here, but we got a chance to see Biden and Trump battle it out on the world stage. I'm not quite sure if it lived up to the hype, but yes, there were some shenanigans at play First and foremost, we had a requested we had a drug request from the president.
Drug test, you mean?
Yeah, he wanted a drug test, Mr. Joe Biden.
I agreed on that.
I think
100%.
That was, I think that was just a joke, though.
No, I think it was dead.
You think
serious.
He was being serious? I thought that
absolutely.
I thought he was just playing. I thought if he's just playing, that's gold too. But
well,
yes,
I know he wanted to find out if he was on some sort of stimulant for the particularly for the debate. And I was all for it. I want to know what is up with Joe. Look, did you saw Joe Biden? You saw how he responded. And some questions he answered. He answered some questions that had no relevance to what the question was. Like no, there was no connection.
You think he went off tangent?
Exactly. So the guy's he's weak. He is not up for this. And on top of everything, this what was it? I am the Democrat Party. What the hell does that mean? What does that mean? You are the Democrat Party.
Well, he was he was making it known that he's in charge.
He's full of shit.
He was throwing his balls around. That's all.
He's full of shit because the people that are in charge of him are AOC and Kamala Harris. These are the people who are in charge, and he is being bullied by them, so to speak. He's weak.
He's being bullied.
Weak. I wouldn't say bullied. He's a puppet. He is a puppet.
This debate looked like it was a drug-fueled event, a event sponsored by Adderall, in my opinion. Trump was a maniac, and he devoured Joe Biden, pummeled the poor old man into submission. I mean, the guy couldn't really even get a word in there. So yeah, poor Joe Biden and Chris Wallace, to be honest with you. It was a straight pummeling of Joe Biden for 90 minutes of straight chaos. And I told you, in order for Biden to win, he's got to get in there. He's got to get nasty. But he doesn't have it in him. He doesn't have it in him. That's the problem, Mike. And again, if I was up there, I would have told Trump to shut the fuck up. That's really the only way you could tell or talk to someone like that. I mean, you might not like that. The listener at home might not like that. But I don't give a fuck if you don't like that. I would have to put my foot down eventually.
I agree with you.
You have to take charge eventually.
He should not have interrupted. But at the same time, this is a man. I try to see it from his perspective, which is he has been attacked for 4 years. For 4 years, he's been attacked.
So this was his time to act out that way.
So.
You think so?
I believe so. Michael.
I think he did not do very well for himself. The way he came across was not good, especially for the voters that are on the fence who are undecided. I mean, I'm sure the supporters he has now, they're already in. I'm talking about the people out there who, you know, that are on the fence, they don't know who the hell they're going to vote for. Those are the ones you want to pick up. And I don't think Trump picked up those voters that are on the fence. And I think if he would have sort of remained calm and not interrupted and said everything that he did to Joe Biden when he had the time to, I think he would have came across way better. And I think a lot of people would have thought that he actually took the debate.
Though I agree with what you're saying about the interruption parts, what I will stand firmly by is the fact that I believe he was the way he was because he has had nothing but disrespect from the left. They treat him so terrible, and I think that's why he came out swinging. And I probably would have done the same thing.
You would have done the same thing.
He should probably, you know, he should have been more.
He didn't look good out there. Neither of them did, to be honest.
Really?
I didn't think so. Okay. I didn't think he came across that good. Again, if he would have talked in a much more calmer demeanor and not interrupted, people would have been saying, "Holy shit, Trump wiped the floor with Joe." And instead, they're not seeing that.
If I may, I think the reason that it was like that is because of two.
So he was emotional.
Points.
In other words,
no. No.
Well, when you act that way, you're either anger comes from being emotional.
True, and this guy has been pummeled for 4 years.
So he acted emotional, which is not a good sign. You shouldn't act that way, though. Not during a debate.
As Michael, as much as I agree with you, what I'm trying to say is
I know what you're saying. What I'm trying to tell you, though, is there's voters out there that don't know who the fuck to vote for. All I'm saying is Trump would have easily picked those people up if he would have just remained calm.
I get that, but he had two things going against him. One was a bad mediator.
Well, he sucked, that's for sure.
Who was giving questions that were stupid.
Right.
And then he had a vice president, former vice president, who basically has his head up his ass and has no idea what the hell is going on. So that's why I think he was, as I said, coming out swinging.
It was hilarious, though. I'm not going to lie. There were some funny moments in there.
There definitely was.
Yeah, there were some great sound clips in there by both guys.
What did you think about when Trump said to him, how come your son got paid $3 million?
That's when the gloves came off. And eye for an eye. See, when he mentioned the son, that was the perfect opportunity to fire back and ask him who introduced him to his wife, Melania. He should have said, tell us the story of how Jeffrey Epstein introduced you to Melania. I'm sure America would love to hear that story. See, you gotta go after Trump that way. You can't be a pussy and hold back when you debate somebody like that. Well, you gotta get nasty because you have to throw a Hail Mary against someone like Trump or else you're gonna get steamrolled. Who gives a fuck? That's the only way you're gonna get through.
I don't understand.
I'm just saying that's the only way to fight with someone of this nature that's not gonna really be listening to you. But yes, my son, yes, Lilith. Yeah, Joe Biden, you can tell that really shook up his world there for sure. Yeah, he was like, I don't know what, I think he was just stunned that Trump went there.
And you know what? He should have.
And he did. Should've. And
just too much nonsense.
Biden had no response either.
He had no response for a couple things.
He had no
when
response.
They asked him when they talked about Antifa, did he say that he was in support of it? No, he said it was just, what did he say? It was a...
What did he say? Oh, yeah. He said it was an idea, not a
terrorist.
Not a group, right? Yeah, he did say that. Yeah, I heard that.
Trump did make a good point that he can't respond to some of the things that are controversial and associated with socialism, because if he does, he will lose all his radical supporters. And he's right.
Reading the comments here. You know, you can always call in if you want, by the way. Those in the chat room, it's okay. We are willing to listen to you, right, Mike?
Sure.
If they want to call in, that is.
Call in, people. Yeah, tell us what you think.
Yeah. Tell us what you think of this debate. Did it live up to the hype? Was it pure trash? Did you get past 5 minutes?
What do you think the hype was, Mike?
What do you mean, what was the hype?
Well, like, what you keep saying, did it live up to the hype? What, like, you mean, like, the greatest debate of all time? Is that what you're trying to say?
Not the greatest debate, but one of the most entertaining ones, to say the least.
Oh, okay.
I thought it sort of lived up to that sort of expectation.
Yeah, no doubt. But, I mean, it's always interesting when he gets up against an opponent who is against him, even with the media. You know, watching Trump talk with the media, it's always entertaining as well.
There were some good points in there, though. I really like that. Don, he was very optimistic about the economy. I like that. He was quite confident that he can make the necessary impact that America needs in order to get this country back in motion. I do like that, and I find that incredibly admirable. My only point of contention is really I don't see how Joe or Trump can possibly fix the hole that we find ourselves in at this moment, though.
It's going to take time.
It's going to take a long... That's why I just don't see any president that we elect right now is going to be even able to fix any of this.
Well, according to Joe, he can fix it all. He's got all the answers, yet he didn't do a goddamn thing for 47 years.
Yeah, Joe said he'd be able to fix it, but yeah, come on. I don't buy that.
He's done nothing. Trump has done more, as he said. He's done more in 47 months. 47... What did he say? 47 months, I think he said. He's done more in 47 months than Biden's done in 47 years. And he's absolutely right. He's absolutely right. Biden has done nothing. Has he given us a plan on what he's going to do? No. He just keeps saying, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But he's got no plan. Nobody's got we've heard no plan from Biden. Full crap.
To be honest, I didn't hear anything last night of any plan, though.
That's because...
Because of Chris Wallace.
Yeah, because the questions were friggin' lame.
Yeah,
asking the
questions
president,
are just
are
awful.
Are you gonna renounce the Proud Boys and the KKK? Are you kidding?
Oh, right.
Are you kidding?
I forgot all about that part.
Is Biden gonna renounce his past with racism? Is he gonna renounce Antifa and BLM? You didn't hear him ask that, did you?
Trump took a lot of heat. For those that aren't aware, obviously, for not condoning the white neo-Nazis and the Proud Boys and the militias out there. And of course, it wasn't until later that he tried to clarify what he meant by that. And of course, he probably should have said that during the time of the debate, so none of these issues would have occurred afterward. Because that was kind of the takeaway for some folks out there.
Wow.
Yeah, they just, you know. And again, the reason why I say that is because he is further alienating those that are still on the fence. Some people are not on the fence, of course, but there are those out there. I know that's hard to believe for some of you listening to the show, but oh, trust me, they're out there. They're out there. They have to be. And Lilith says Trump is a troll. She's a big Trump supporter, by the way. So she doesn't mean that in a negative way at all.
Really?
Yeah, troll is a good term, not always bad.
Is it?
Well, for
I
some
don't
people.
Get it.
Well, most people won't get it, and that's okay.
Because when I think of troll,
you think something bad.
Well, I think of like people on the internet trolling. Is that right?
Of course.
And the other troll I think of is like some, you know, ogre underneath a bridge.
Right, an org.
An org.
I love that. But yes, okay. During the first debate, it was pretty obvious during this. During the first 5 seconds, you already knew Trump was just going to not let loose. He was just fired up. He was going to go 90 going north.
And I can't say this strongly enough. Him and his family have been bashed every day for the last 4 years by all the media and all the Democrats and nutcases on the left. So again, I gotta say, if I were him, I would have been pissed off and I would have come out swinging too.
Well, he did. He didn't hold back. That's for sure.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah. Joe Biden held back though.
I disagree.
Well, you can disagree all you want.
Clown.
That's fine.
And telling him to shut up. I think it was and calling him a racist. I think that was obnoxious. If anything, Biden's on record stating that he wanted this was years ago. He didn't want his kid going to a school. He was for segregation. And I've heard the recordings too. So, you know, has he denounced that?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, he claims that he's for the minority. But frankly, again, what has he done?
Well, you ain't black. That's why.
What has he done, though? Like, you know, in all the years, it cracks me up how he says, you know, when I was vice president, we did this, that, and the other. But really, no, they did nothing for the black community.
By the way, Patrick said, Mike, that he's trying or he tried calling in. But he got a message saying the number is not available. I think you might have called the wrong number, Patrick. Call the number that you see on your screen and me and Mike will get to you. But yeah, I don't know, Mike. I don't think he's ever made any sort of a comment about his previous comments he's made calling people super predator. Is that what he said?
Not yet. That's another thing. He called them the super predators.
I thought it was him and Hillary who said something like that back in the day.
I don't know about Hillary, but she's a witch anyway. The thing is, Trump has done more for the black community than Obama did and or Biden. So Biden was lying left and right. There were so many things he said that were just complete and utter lies. You know, he wouldn't talk about certain things. And I was very disgusted with some of the questions. I really was.
Well, thank Chris Wallace for that.
Yep.
Yeah, he was awful tonight. Well,
at least
night.
It wasn't that guy Lemon who I can't stand.
Don Lemon.
Oh, what a jackass.
But they would have had, you think they would have actually had him during the debate up there?
Who, Don Lemon?
Yeah, I don't think they would have.
I'm glad he wasn't.
I don't think that would allow that.
It's so obvious. Like, he's such a Trump hater. And I just can't, him and his smug smile. I want to punch him in the face.
Well, who would you have liked up there, Mike?
You want my honest opinion?
Yeah, as a moderator. Go ahead.
Mark Levin.
Really?
Yeah.
You're that much of a mark for him, huh?
Yeah, I'm a fan of Mark Levin. I really enjoy his show. I really enjoy his intelligence. I think he's incredibly smart. I think he's fair. And I mean, he's got experience in government. He worked with the Reagan administration. But the guy is like, when I listen to his show, there's no bullshit like any of the other talk shows. He gets right to the point and he tells you exactly the way it is, and nothing is done without research. That's what I admire about him.
Caller, you are live on the air. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys tonight?
Can't complain.
All right.
What do you got for us?
Well, I didn't get a chance to watch the debates. I did watch some of the highlights. It didn't look like I missed a whole lot.
You didn't miss anything.
My question for you guys was, I seen an interview with Hillary Clinton, I don't know, a few weeks ago, saying if she was Biden, she wouldn't concede anything, like if Biden lost the election.
Right.
If Trump does win, and I think he's got a good chance of winning, what happens after that? Like rioting?
That's right.
What happens afterwards?
It kind of concerns me. Yeah, if Trump wins, like with the left, they're going to lose their mind. I just kind of concerned about what's going
to
happen.
To be honest with you, I feel there's going to be rioting no matter who wins.
Yeah.
Trump wins, there's going to be a riot.
I'm worried about that too.
Yeah, if Biden wins, there's going to be a riot.
Caller, if I may just say, what you just mentioned about the whole not conceding thing that Hillary said, I heard that and I was very concerned because to me it was almost as a code saying no matter what happens, do not give up. And in other words, keep waiting and we'll get the ballots in from the mail and eventually we'll rig the entire election. That's what I got from Hillary's comment.
Yeah, it's like she's not even interested in what the results are going to be.
Yeah.
Unless they favor the Democrats, but weird.
This is a scary election. A scary election. I'm very frightened about what's going to happen.
It'll be interesting, that's for sure.
I agree.
No kidding. Yep.
So did the highlights appeal to you in any way? Did you learn anything?
Really, I didn't. No. No, not at all.
So you didn't take shit away from this, right?
I watched about 20 minutes. No, I watched about 20 minutes of highlights.
I agree.
I didn't get anything from it at
all. I didn't take a fucking thing from this, to be honest with you.
It's supposed to be two more, right? Two more debates?
Yeah. And again, I blame Chris Wallace for being a ball-less human being. And again, look, I have to be honest with you. Trump was interrupting every 5 seconds. Look, I would have told him to shut the fuck up if I was Chris Wallace or Joe Biden.
I think they tried to.
They did. They tried, but he wouldn't shut the fuck up. If we had seen a Trump that didn't interrupt and he said all the same things he did, but in a calm demeanor, in a slightly different vernacular, he would have came across way better. If he would have used the proper crescendo. I hope I'm being diaphanously clear with all of you motherfuckers here tonight. And I'll be honest, I don't care what side you're on. I don't care what side you're on. But I'm telling you, you would come across so much better if you would have just used that. I mean, sometimes it's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Right. I agree.
I totally agree with you, Michael, because I don't think if you were before this debate, if you were for Biden or Trump, at least from the highlights I've seen, this debate didn't change your mind.
I'm telling you, his base are always going to think the way they do. They're always going to support him. I'm talking about the people on the fence. I'm talking about getting new supporters.
And
I'm
not appeal to those people.
That's all I'm trying to say. Do I make sense now?
I totally agree. Yes. Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. He didn't appeal to people on the fence. Like I said, if you were pro Biden or pro Trump after the debate, you're probably still either. But if you're on the fence, you're probably still on the fence. I don't know.
He would have shut the mouths of a lot of his critics if he would have done that. Pretty simple. Pretty simple.
Let's hope the next two debates he does that. Let's hope that this was a learning thing that he could just say, oh, you know what? Maybe next time I will.
No, if he does that, he's in.
I tell you the truth.
Trust me,
To tell you the truth, Michael, I heard that they're going to formulate some rules.
That's what I heard.
Yeah,
right.
They're going to fix it probably so that maybe they shut your microphone off.
Right.
I don't know. Something to that effect.
I read something I don't know what they're going to do with these procedures, the new standard protocol they're going to do.
Right.
But that's, well, I think that's probably why, because of all the interruptions. And maybe they should have done that, first of all, like right in the beginning. That's something they should have thought of, perhaps.
You know, I got to tell you, too, the other thing I would have really liked to have seen, just gloves off, no moderator, them just going at it.
Just going at it. That would have been fun, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't have been able to hear a word that they were saying. But
what was that, caller?
Did you hear Joe Rogan suggested hosting a debate? Did you guys hear that?
I heard that, but, you know.
He mentioned it. Yeah. He mentioned it on a podcast, but I would like, that will never happen, but I wouldn't mind seeing that. That would be interesting.
Don't really care.
No?
No, I'm good. I don't think I want to hear him cry about something else. Yeah, he's an emotional man as well. And, you know, I don't really like emotional men too much, if you haven't figured that out.
I gotcha.
Yeah, emotion's much more of a woman thing.
Where are you calling from, caller?
Yeah, caller, where are you
Canada.
From?
Alberta, Canada.
Oh, this is the Canadian.
Alberta, Canada. Yeah, I called the other night there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I remember you.
I'm going to put him in a figure four leg lock after the show.
I'm going to shoot a hockey puck at him.
Yeah. Well, you might hurt him. You might hurt him because he doesn't play hockey, remember?
Oh, right, right.
That's right.
Nice. My God.
Nice. We said it at the same time. You owe me a beer.
We synced up there, Mike. By the way, caller, my God. So, listeners, this guy is from Canada, and he's actually much more interested in American politics than the politics going on in his own country. Holy shit.
Well, it seems like no one else up here is interested in our own politics, so I guess I may as well jump on the bandwagon.
Is it really that boring out there in Canada?
No.
I mean, it can be. I mean, we as Americans, we don't know everything, obviously, but in terms of Canada, like here in America, we don't know what the fuck Canadians are doing.
Canada's cool. I was in Canada back in early 2000.
Yeah, I've seen Canada. I've seen footage. I've talked to many Canadians out there, and I still have never asked them these questions. It seems like every Canadian I talk to, they are never whatsoever interested in any of the local politics or policies going on in their own country.
Who is
the
politician?
I'm interested in it, but no one else up here is. It's hard to get a debate going. Basically, everyone sides with the government, and if you go against that, then you're a careless bastard, et cetera, et cetera. So,
do you have limited free speech out there?
Yes, very much so.
Very limited.
Remember
right?
Do you remember the Muhammad cartoons that were published in Denmark?
Absolutely.
Quite a while ago.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, well, there was in my province, there was a publisher that published them, and he had to go before the Human Rights Tribunal. It cost him hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Ugh.
But, wow. But he got off. But yeah, it's pretty scary. This Human Rights Tribunal has the power to imprison you and give you heavy fines if you say something bad about. Basically, they classify it as hate speech. So if you say something they deem hateful, of course, there's no definition for it. Yeah, it's pretty scary.
And does that go for every ethnic person up there, every ethnic group, or just certain ones?
No, pretty much any group that wants to, basically all they have to do is present a case in front of the Human Rights Tribunal and they have the power to try you.
Pussies.
Yeah, it's pretty scary.
I've been to Canada. I love it, but I would not be able to tolerate that because I've got a big mouth.
It's lovely out there, no doubt.
It is. I was up in I think it's Newfoundland,
yep.
Canada.
On the East Coast, yep.
I was in Moncton and somewhere else. Yeah, nice up there. Nice people. I really had a nice time.
And you were freezing your ass off.
Yeah, we were up there in June.
Oh,
we went
my.
Up there to play. And I think when we left the United States, it was like 90 degrees in New Jersey. When we got to Canada, it was like 60.
Damn.
We were like freezing our asses off.
Yeah.
They're all walking around perfect. In shorts going, this is our summer. Weather. We're having a good time.
Yeah. See the
exactly.
our Canadian friend here, he's walking around in small shorts and a wife beater.
I am. Just waiting for winter to come. It'll be like minus 20, minus 40 here in a few months. So
nice.
Enjoy it while we can.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So what do you expect on this next round that we will be hearing very soon, the next round of the debates? I think we have Mike Pence, right?
Yes, Mike Pence and Communist Harris.
Okay. That's going down soon.
October 7th, I believe.
Oh, my. That should be quite interesting. Let's see how Mike Pence does against Kamala Harris. Interesting.
Yeah.
We're going to hear that
I'm not
going.
Quite as interested in that as a presidential debates because
that's
Pence
true.
Doesn't seem to have much personality to me, but
I always thought he
was interesting.
I always thought he was kind of, you know, on the limp-wristed side there. You know, he's kind of in the closet. Nothing
yeah,
wrong with that.
Yeah, you mentioned that before.
Yeah, I mean, you know, nothing wrong with that. I have plenty of gay friends. I live in California, so I have plenty of gay friends. Cool. I just see that guy and I think, my God, all these years living in the closet. I'm sorry, Mike. I didn't mean to offend you.
Who, me?
Yeah.
What are you offending me for?
Because I called him in the closet there. I called him a closeted you-know-what.
I know you keep saying that, but I don't see it.
I truly see it. It's in there. It
doesn't offend me.
I'm telling you, it's in there.
Okay. I believe you. Yeah. I've yet to see it.
I got that. Okay. I got the radar going off. The gaydar.
The gaydar. Right?
I could sense it in him.
Okie dokie.
Oh, I sense it in him, Mike. He's got all that right. Past.
I'll
that,
take your word.
That okay. Dark past, Mike.
Well, at least he's not a Mr. Michelle Obama.
Ooh. You really think that's a man?
If it ain't, it should be.
My goodness.
She is a linebacker.
I'm going to bring Jim back in here.
Mm.
Jim, he fully believes, by the way.
Oh, Fetzer?
Yeah.
I know.
Renee says in the chat, by the way, Mike, Renee, we have a good man here. Renee says, I'd rather see Kamala the wrestler versus Pence.
Yeah, I don't think the vice president debate is going to be anything near as exciting as the presidential debate.
So you think this one's just going to stink on ice?
Well, I don't know if it'll stink. I'm sure it'll be interesting, but nothing like the
nothing
excitement
will, be, saw.
Will not
yeah.
be there. I think there's far more tension between the president with everybody else than Communist Harris and Vice President Pence.
By the way, when I say the things I do, please don't mistake that for me trying to cheer on Joe Biden. I'm just telling you listeners out there how he needs to have that killer instinct against someone of a Trump, that nature of someone that you have to really go all out with.
Well, he
can't
I think
stand
he,
back.
I think he does claim to be that person, though, Michael.
He tries to claim, but he's too nice, Mike. He doesn't have it in him.
Yeah,
he does
agree.
Not have
I
the
agree.
Killer instinct in him at all.
No, not.
He's too
to
soft.
President Trump.
He's too soft. I don't. I just, you know.
He's becoming an idiot. Let's face it. He's really. I say that in compassion, actually, because I feel sorry for the guy. I really, really do.
He's probably a nice guy. He's probably a nice guy.
I don't believe that. I think
you don't think he's a nice guy in person?
No.
You think he's kind of an asshole?
Absolutely. He was an asshole when he was younger, and he's an asshole now.
I do.
Do you ever see him smirk, like how he laughs at people? Like, I heard something today when he was debating
the face.
The face of the looks that he gives.
Yeah, I've seen the face.
Rolls his eyes.
Yes, I know the face.
Laughs at you when he did that with the who was it? Not Mitch McConnell. Mitt guy.
Mitt Romney?
Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think he's a jerk.
He's very
he's a
weak.
Real jerk.
Well, I think he's a very weak man. And we
no
saw
doubt
that.
About it.
We saw that during the election. But I always thought he was a weak man, even going back when he was right next to Obama.
So could you imagine this guy dealing with China or Russia? They'd walk all over him.
That's sort of how I feel, that they would probably walk all over the man.
Yeah.
Because he got walked all over during this debate.
He got walked all over as a vice president. The only thing that was holding him up was King Obama.
That's why I'm saying you can't just sit there and let someone tear you down completely during a debate, even if the things you say have no relevancy towards what's going on. You got to say something.
And what did you notice when he was cornered? He either didn't reply.
He didn't respond.
Or gave you a different answer to some other question.
Well, that I don't deny that. He did cower away.
Countless times.
Yeah, well, again, I don't deny that for one moment. Caller, what were you saying? Sorry.
No, I was going to say he's got a history of telling some real whoppers, too. I don't know if you guys know that, but.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what
yeah.
he said lately. But, yeah, like said, he graduated in the top half of his.
Yeah. It was crap.
Law class.
That's hard to believe.
They actually graduated second from last, and then the guy who was last died, so he ended up graduating last.
Really?
Yeah.
Now that I didn't know. My God.
Liar.
Which, and then he claims he got thrown in prison trying to visit Nelson Mandela. He went, I guess, apparently took a trip to South Africa with I don't remember the guy's name, Andy something. Anyways, he was an American ambassador to the UN. Claims he got thrown in jail trying to visit Nelson Mandela. And they asked, some reporter asked the ambassador he took this trip with, and the ambassador doesn't remember any of this story that Joe told. Like, no, we never got thrown in jail. I was with him the whole time.
Like, they're just making him lies.
He's such a liar. Much.
Wow.
He is such he said a liar. He was,
look at Joe.
Yeah, like in the 60s in Delaware, he said he, you know, was involved in the civil rights movement and protesting diners and stuff like that, and there's no evidence of that.
Oh my God, what a lie.
And I don't know if you guys knew, but his first wife was killed in a car accident.
Really? Now that I didn't know.
Yeah.
Tell me.
She blew a stop sign. It sounds like the police report says she blew a stop sign and then some poor guy in a truck hit her.
Oh,
but
wow.
Afterwards, he was telling people that this guy driving the truck was drunk when he wasn't drunk. The police report does not say he was drunk. And the family of this, I guess this guy that killed his wife, obviously felt terrible about it, even though it wasn't his fault. But the family told Biden a few times, like, you got to stop saying this. It's not, our dad wasn't drunk. Stop saying this. Feels really bad about it. And he kept saying it, apparently.
Wow.
He's a liar.
Yeah. That I didn't know, caller.
You guys ever listen to Larry Elder at all? Do you know who Larry Elder is?
I know who Larry Elder is, but I'm not.
You should know he's in California.
I haven't heard him in a while, though.
I listened to his podcast quite a bit.
This is the first time I've heard anyone mention him in several years, actually.
I like him. He's got good perspective on things.
How's he doing, by the way, if you know?
He's still doing. He's got a movie called Uncle Tom about.
He did that.
Better conservative.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you guys watch that? I've never seen it yet, but yeah.
I
think Mr. Hideous would really like his podcast. He kind of seems to be up. I think it'd be up your alley if you get a chance to listen to it.
Thank you.
Yeah, you should check him out.
You'd really enjoy him. I just heard about that movie. Maybe I don't know at the beginning of September, called Uncle Tom.
Yep.
And I did not realize this is the guy you were talking about, but I know the name of the movie.
Yeah, he makes a lot of sense, I think, about Black Lives Matter and all the other horseshit.
By the way, I feel bad for calling you, or referring to you rather as caller. Do we have a first name we can use for you?
Pat or Patrick.
Patrick, we'll call you the Dynamite Kid.
What's your name, Patrick? Oh, okay, I'm gonna call you Dynamite Kid.
just to make him feel more involved, that's all.
Okay.
Stampede Wrestling, eh?
Yeah, see, that's the name he liked right away. He didn't even hesitate.
Oh, okay.
He was like, hell yeah, right? Yeah.
What's your name, caller? Patrick. Oh, I'm gonna call you something else.
Yeah, that's how you do it. So, caller, I do want to thank you for calling in and hanging out with us here.
Thanks, buddy.
Talk to you soon.
Yeah, you guys have a good night. I hope there's no rioting at these elections, but I think there will be.
There will be rioting no matter. Right. There will be rioting. Lots of rioting going on no matter who we elect.
Fingers crossed, but I understand your fear.
Yeah, kept to a minimum. That's what we could best hope for. Once again, thank you so much, my friend. Stay safe out there in Canada, the great north.
Good night, guys.
Mahalo.
Good night.
And there he goes. There goes Larry Elder. He's calling us. By the way, I do have some sound drops here for you, Mike.
All right.
Let's hear Donald Trump fighting with Chris Wallace. That's always fun.
Mr. President, the Supreme Court will hear a case a week after the election in which the Trump administration, along with 18 state attorneys general, are seeking to overturn Obamacare, to end Obamacare. You have spent the last...
Because they want to give good health care.
If I may ask my question, sir.
Good health care.
Over the last 4 years, you have promised to repeal and replace Obamacare, but you have never in these 4 years come up with a comprehensive plan to replace Obamacare.
Of course I have.
Well,
I got rid of the individual mandate.
Excuse me.
I got rid of the individual mandate, which was a big chunk of
Obamacare.
That is absolutely a big thing. That was the worst part of Obamacare.
Chris, you're
that was the worst
him,
part of
me.
Obama.
Let me ask my question.
Well, I'll ask Joe.
The individual mandate
was the most unpopular aspect of Obamacare. I got rid of it.
I'd like
and
you
we
to,
will protect
Mr.
people
President,
with pre-existing
I'm the moderator
relations.
Of this debate, and I would like you to let me ask my question, and then you can answer
Go
your
ahead.
Question. So my question, sir, is what is...
Poor Chris Wallace. He's just getting...
he was fired up, man.
He's just getting pillaged out there.
Oh, it's classic.
The Trump healthcare plan.
Right. Well, first of all, I guess I'm debating you, not him, but that's okay. I'm not surprised. Let me just tell you something. That
I know, even Biden had a laugh at that one. I actually think Biden wanted to laugh a couple of times.
Yeah.
Like, legitimately.
Oh, man, that was so great.
That was pretty pretty entertaining. It might not have been the most, what's the proper word, Mike?
I think
the most productive sort of debate.
Say again?
It wasn't the most productive debate.
Yeah.
But then again, it's because of Chris Wallace.
Yeah.
I'm blaming Chris Wallace.
Yep. And again, we don't really know for sure if he was the one who did the questions. I think he was.
Check this out, Mike. Even if he wasn't, he should have somehow started asking his own questions. I think that would have been even better.
Well, yeah, they should have gotten to the topics that, you know, for example, Joe Biden claiming that all these deaths from the CCPV is a result of Donald Trump. Like, he's the cause. Hey, how do you, I mean, what kind of bullshit is that?
You can't really blame, anyone for the virus, exactly.
And going on, like, we talked about this the other day about sending the country into a panic. And I kind of agreed with him on that, you know, it was wise not to throw the country into a panic, because the first thing that happened was we lost toilet paper. Could you imagine if they really got nervous? It would have been chaos. But so Biden goes and blames him again for, you know, not being straight. But who the hell is Biden talking about being straight with people? I mean, he's a friggin' liar.
He's very straight. Right. He's as straight as Mike Pence. Love that. We will see what happens next. It's been quite the entertaining television, to say the least. Actually, I didn't even watch it on television. I saw it online.
Yeah, I did. I watched it on Fox on my phone.
That works better.
Worked.
Yeah, as long as you got it to work there, that's all that you need. And Mike, before we wrap it up here tonight, we are sort of getting close to the end. Did you know, Mike, I was running a little late. Are you surprised to hear that?
No. You?
Yeah, right?
No, come on.
So, Mike, I know. Come on.
Come on. Come on, man.
That's right. Come on, man. I wish I had that sound drop. Damn it. Where is that sound drop? I don't have the come on, man sound drop, but I do have another one somewhere here from our friend Joe Biden. President Joe Biden. Imagine that.
No, I shoot myself.
Can you imagine President Joe Biden?
President Joe, come on, man.
Wait, you're getting nervous, man. Calm down. It's okay.
Calm down. I still want to know what the original source of that clip comes from. I don't know what was going on with Joe when he said that.
Did you hear the one where he says to a guy, he's like, what are you, a junkie or something like that? Oh, my gosh.
Like, he did say that. Something about coke, right?
I think so. Yeah.
I think there's a small aftershock going on right now. Yep, there is. The house is shaking yet again, Mike.
Oh, my God. That's so freaky. I don't know how you do it.
Oh, it's moving a lot.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Real-time earthquake, boys and girls. Here we go.
Wow. This is the first time online? I mean, on the show?
Yeah, on air. We've never had an earthquake happen while I'm doing the show. But, yeah, everything's rocking back and forth. Things are starting to calm down yet again.
How long does something like that? I've never lived through an earthquake. What's it like, Michael?
It's awful. Have you lived through big ones? Well, yes. Going back to the great quake of, must have been 2010, Easter, the great Easter quake of 2010. It was about a 7.4, 7.5 out here in Southern California. And that one, that was a doozy, Mike. That one.
How long did it last?
That one seemed to last for a while. That one seemed to go on for quite some time, and I was completely disorientated. I was goddamn dizzy after that one.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I felt like I was put in a dryer for a while.
I've never experienced anything like that.
It's kind of scary, slightly. When it's that big, of course.
How many do you witness or go through? I don't know what the proper term would be.
Quite a bit out here. Yeah, quite a bit out here.
Every year.
Yeah, there's a number of them that happen every year. You have to remember, Mike, I'm right here on the San Andreas fault line.
Are you really?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm. This is Earthquake County.
That's a scary sight. I've seen that, and it's frightening.
It is. But Mike, going back to what I was talking about being late and, you know, not really being a bit of a surprise to you there. Mike, I was running late earlier, and this happened a few months ago, actually. I was running late even a few months ago, and I stubbed my toe against a 45-pound dumbbell in my room. And I lost the feeling in a few parts of my foot for about 3 months.
Oh, my.
Yeah, my couple of my toes, they were just numb. Yeah. Completely numb.
Wow.
Yeah. And this happened about 3 months ago, and now I'm feeling much better. I got the feeling back in my toes, but I was running late today, and I was not wearing any shoes, and I was, like, just inches away from doing it again, Mike.
Mm.
I need to get rid of that 45-pound dumbbell. I need to put it away from the door there. But yeah, I almost killed myself yet again.
How's your toe?
It's better now.
All right, good.
Better now. But yeah, that earthquake, though, that we just felt, that was pretty nuts. And Renee is saying 45 seconds straight, then the aftershocks.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how many have you had today so far?
Today there's been a lot. There's been one major one. It was about 5.1, I think it might have been. But there's been smaller ones all throughout the day.
I have a question for you. And I'm sorry to...
It's funny you say that because I just got a text message from my mom.
Ah, asking you if you're okay. You're okay.
Asking about the earthquake. She said, that's about 7 tonight. So she answered your question without even knowing that you were asking a question, Mike.
Wow.
So my mom got you covered.
Does your mom listen to the show?
She doesn't listen to the show.
Doesn't want to hear you swear.
My dad sometimes listens to the show. But, you know, it's my friends who I get a little embarrassed about. They listen to the show every now and then. And they will give me the business if they feel the need to. Oh, yeah. They'll let me have it if they feel the need to. And I love them for it, though. I appreciate the fact that they even listen and they care. But, yeah, they'll get on my ass if they feel the need to. And I let it happen.
Good. I'm glad that works out. At least you have your family that listens to your show. My family's never come to any of my shows.
They haven't given a shit, Mike?
Nah.
Even if you, like, tried telling them it would mean something to you?
Nah, I've tried.
You tried?
30 years. 30 years I tried. I don't try anymore.
That's all right.
But that aside, I've got to ask you a very important question.
Jump in there.
Going back to the earthquake. Now, you have a cat, right?
Yeah, there's a cat outside that I just, you know.
Feral cat.
A feral cat. I'm nice to him. I don't feel the need to get rid of him. We're on good terms. We're on good terms. Me and the outdoor kitty.
How is he doing after that little episode?
He got hurt. I know, the poor cat. I felt bad for him because he was limping. And what I found out, Mike, was that he had like this cut on his leg.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's why he was limping. So I put hydrogen peroxide on that little bastard's leg, and now he's fine. He's good.
You know, the reason I was asking, and it kind of defeats the question now, because if the cat was inside, I would have asked you the question.
But oh, no, he was outside.
I was just curious how an animal would react.
Probably scared. Yeah, probably scared.
Yeah, but I mean, even like before it happens, not trauma, but stress.
Good question.
Just curious. That's all.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they probably detect something.
That's what I've been told. That's probably why I was asking.
Yeah.
I've been told that some of them can even predict that an earthquake is going to happen.
Well, some say cats and dogs don't like ghosts. That's what they say. I don't know if that's true, though.
Yeah. They're much more in tune than we are with phenomena.
Right. And, of course, before we wrap up the show and before we wrapped up the last show, I botched an email and I finally figured out what I did wrong. And, yes, this would be the time where I would yell at a producer and say how much of a worthless cunt he is. But in my case, Mike, it was my own fault and I'm the only one to blame.
So what happened?
Well, what I ended up doing was I copied and pasted two different emails and I put them together and it made zero sense. And not only did it make zero sense, I also have like this other monitor next to me, which is where I was reading that email from. And I have it set far away from me so I could barely even read it. And I thought, well, that's the problem right there.
Okay.
Yeah. So if I had a producer, I would yell at him right now and say, that he's trash.
Okay, but you don't have a producer yet.
No, so it's me. Yes, exactly.
So point the finger at yourself.
Exactly. That's right. So that's what happened. And it's funny because, you know, sometimes when I'm reading these emails, I'll read them exactly as they're listed here. You know, I read it as I see it. And sometimes the grammar is completely off. And one of the listeners said, you know, you could kind of help me. You make me sound like I'm an idiot.
Who?
Well, one of the listeners out there when I was reading his email.
Oh, I thought you were referring to me. I was like, what did I say?
No, I'm sorry, Mike.
That's all right. So what happened? Like, so he gave you a hard time or something?
No, that was just from another guy. But I just wanted to make it right and read the email from Ian yet again, the one I completely botched the last time we were here. He's the guy that did the Aristotle quote, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes.
I remember that. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So he's the guy that broke out with the Aristotle quote in the beginning. And this is what he said. Thank you, Michael, for having the intellect and patience to feel the merit of viewpoints and positions that all your guests promulgate. You are an example to us all. The sardonic wit that you display as an interviewer is not only extremely entertaining, but refreshing and a much needed relief in the highly polarized environment we are living in today. Kudos to you. You are appreciated more than you know. Best, Ian.
P.S. Get rid of the other guy.
P.S. Die in a fire. And of course, this is from Jake in Arizona, Mike. He says, hello, Michael. I just want to thank you for the show I just signed up on Patreon. The shows that you have released on Patreon are some of your best I've heard from you anywhere. If you have any other material, please send. Also, tell Mike I'm sorry for his loss. And Michael was right. You're going to fall for the woman responsible for the painted rock.
What planet are you guys
That's
from,
Jake
honestly.
From Arizona. Thank you, Jake from Arizona. I love that.
Thanks, Jake. Pal. Yeah,
the painted rock, Mike.
Yeah, fuck the painted rock. Give me a break.
No, I believe Jake. You're going to fall in love with that woman, I'm telling you.
Yeah, we'll see. She's, what is she, 12?
No, she's got to be older than that.
I'm pretty sure she was a kid.
You think she's just a kid?
I probably would be willing to make a bet that she's a young kid, and I don't feel like going to jail for, you know.
Chris Hansen there.
Yeah.
Well, that was a nice email from Jake. Thank you very much for that. I unfortunately don't have any further recordings to share with you. I'm sorry. But I will tell you one thing. I'm actually recording some audio that will be played in the event of my death. It's still an ongoing project for me that, well, obviously it's still an ongoing project. But I'll explain at a much later time about that. But yes, thank you for the email. And Mike, I'm telling you, you know Jake is right. You're going to fall in love with that woman that painted the rock.
Yeah, okay.
It's happening. I feel it.
All right.
In my bones.
You keep telling yourself that.
I am. I'm going to make myself. I do.
Okay.
It's called wishful thinking, Mike.
All right. I could only hope.
So, Mike, any final words before we end tonight's program here?
No.
You're good?
Yeah, I'll just you want me to?
No further predictions for what we're going to see?
Oh, no.
Just a continuous clubbing by Trump?
I can only hope that, and I say this in all seriousness, I can only hope that the next debate there is
a little bit of law and order?
Better law and order, but also better questions. It'll make for a better debate.
We got to get him out of there, Mike.
And also, I really wish that we could have people in the audience like the old days, where you know you get people rooting
the audience questions. I remember that.
Yeah, it was dead silent. I don't know.
I remember those debates. I remember seeing the president sitting there calm and taking questions from a live audience. I would love to see that.
Me too.
Yeah. Goddamn coronavirus.
Oh, I'm so sick of it. I'm so over it, man.
I'm over it too. Don't worry. I'm right there with you. I don't like any of this, but of course we have to be careful. That's the only problem. Wear a condom. Ooh, the bird is up.
Yeah, he's been chatting away.
Did you feed the bird already?
Yeah, yeah. He gets fed in the morning, and then he gets fed at 8 o'clock when I feed the cats.
When does he sleep, by the way?
like as soon as I get off the air with you, I mm-hmm. will go downstairs, cover up his cage, and he'll be ready for bed. I usually try to have him asleep by midnight, you know, because I stay up kind of late myself.
Right.
So, it's best to have them asleep early because they need about 12 hours of sleep. If they were out, you know, in the wild, mm-hmm. they get 12 hours.
But, damn.
It's pretty common with all animals. You know, they go to bed when the sun goes down. Go to bed. They go to sleep when the sun goes down.
It's a lot of sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish I can get that much.
It's a lot of good sleeping there. But yes, Mike, I want to thank you tremendously for being a part of the program as well. And yeah, the listeners, I'm glad you guys are out there enjoying the show. And Mike, go ahead and plug anything you'd like before we shut it down.
Thank you, Michael. Once again, I'd like to thank the audience for listening. I'd like to thank the callers for calling in. And of course, Michael Deacon for having me on the show.
I hung up on someone, by the way. I'm sorry, caller. Go ahead,
Mike.
Take the call? No, I dropped the call. I'm sorry.
Okay. If you're interested in any of my artwork and or photography, you can, which prints are for sale as well as originals, you can go to horribleartwork.com, horribleartwork.com. If you're interested in any of my music that I've released over the years, as well as merchandise, t-shirts, everything from throw pillows, throw blankets, towels, hoodies, jackets, backpacks, hats, you name it, go to mikehideous.com, M-Y-K-E. Hideous.com. And last but not least, if you'd like to contact me on Facebook, it is facebook.com/hideousmike.
No women's lingerie.
Yes, actually, there's a woman's bathing suit.
Oh my.
There's even a onesie for an infant.
Wow.
With a big Empire Hideous logo on it. Yeah,
that.
There's tons of new merchandise on my mikehideous.com page.
Very nice, so, yeah. Mike.
And there's more coming too. There's a lot more coming.
Love that. So, Mike, once again, thank you so much for being a part of the program. We'll do this soon.
Very good. Thank you, Michael. And thanks, everyone. Have a good night. Talk to you soon.
Take care. Be safe. Bye. And there he goes, boys and girls. That was the one and only Mike Hideous. And, of course, looking at the clock now, my God. Time has flown by yet again, and time is never on our side. I want to thank all of you out there for hanging out this evening. That was fun, I must say. Special thanks to those in the chat room. Remember, you can get a hold of me during the show via Twitter, @MichaelDeacon, or if you want bonus content from this program, please direct yourself to patreon.com/MichaelDeacon, and that is exactly where you'll find bonus content, and it will satisfy you, I promise. Those of you out there who have donated, I really do appreciate that. Please go to patreon.com/MichaelDeacon, and that is where you'll find gold. International listeners out there, thank you so much for your support. Australia, Canada, Russia, Germany, the UK, I see you out there. You can find the podcast rendition of this program on iTunes, Google Play, CastBox, Stitcher, and Spotify. Basically anywhere you go and find your favorite podcast is where you can find this one. And yes, thank you, K-Dub. Really appreciate that. And Lilith, yes, thank you to the mod in the chat. Kimberly, thank you so much for hanging out. And Renee, love that. Thank you so much. It's been an interesting night yet again. And I will return, by the way, on Saturday. Mr. Max Egan will be joining me live. I believe that's at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Make sure you are ready for that. Now, before I stop talking here and wish you all the best, remember, it is that time to boost and optimize your immune system. You never know. And with that said, the world is a mysterious place, and life itself is a mystery. Until next time, mahalo.